Great to have you along today, and it's a real treat if you're listening to the radio, because in the studio we have Sophia Lee Davis. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
All the way from Georgia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All over the place.
Found your way to Wisconsin and stopped in Boaz.
And I have to say, I really have to say, this is one of my favorite places. I don't think I've ever been. Y'all are so nice.
You're not just saying that.
I'm not just saying that.
Okay.
I've had an amazing time.
Well, good. Great to have you. You're representing. You're wearing Lonesome Dove.
I sure am.
Boaz shirts.
Yeah, Cam and Dana. Those are my girls now. What a fun spot.
You got swag.
I do. I have swag. I have the Lonesome Dove tank top.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're the first artist on this radio tour since November.
Really? Now,
yeah, because they wintertime, they just give up. They're like, we're not going to Wisconsin in January. Welcome. It's spring.
Thank you. I know. I'm so happy to be here, like I said, and everyone should put this on their stop for sure.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about your background and your music.
So I was born in New England, actually, New Hampshire, and then I lived a lot of time in the South, so Texas, Virginia. I call Georgia home because that's where I was the longest, and I was just really inspired growing up. My mom played a lot of Motown, a lot of Elvis's gospel tracks. I absolutely love Alison Krauss, Nickel Creek, and of course, Miss Miranda Lambert. So I started writing really young, and here I am.
That's really cool that you mentioned that, because I looked at your list of influences here. Yeah, Alison Krauss, Nickel Creek, Grace Potter, Motown. That's a pretty wide array of people.
It is, and I think what people don't understand is a lot of their favorite artists have a wide variety of inspiration, too, because you can find inspiration in anywhere and anything. So.
Tell us about your single, Hey Rita, that's been getting played.
Ooh, well, it's a true story. I know some people come on here and they're like, well, it's about when. No, this is a real true story. I write things that I live. So if you like real honest music, I'm the girl for you.
So there was a girl named Rita.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a girl named Rita.
There is a girl named
Rita. There is a girl.
And talking past tense there.
Yes, you got to warn. If you've had a very bad ex, you have to warn the next one. And so this is my way of warning her.
The song means even more now that I know that. Sophia Lee Davis on WRCO.
Something. Hey Rita, I used to be a, but I thank God every night I ain't no more. That was a bad idea, like cheap tequila. So save yourself and show us the door. Guess I'd be jealous if he was worth a damn, and I sure don't wanna be your friend, but I can't help feeling sorry for you.
Big Finish.
Sophia Lee Davis and Hey Rita.
Yeah.
Rita really exists. As I said, your ex, you know, he's cut quite a swath too there.
He has. I feel like everyone has a Rita in their life. So warn your ex's new girlfriends.
Okay. Yeah. Beware.
Beware.
Right? Yes. Good. Some other interests you have other than music? Do you have any hobbies?
I love to read. You know what? There's nothing like a good book. It takes you places. And it, I think, honestly, it helps with writing, too. Trying to get into that mind space. But I love traveling and meeting people like you and going and out and talking to people and learning about what makes them tick. So that's honestly one of my favorite hobbies, too, is travel.
Well, getting out and meeting real people, you know, going to downtown Boaz and things like that. I mean, but does it inspire you to write?
Absolutely. I was just talking to Nick on the way here. I was like, I want to write a song about want to live a life like Boaz, Wisconsin. I was saying that on the way here. I was like, I want to duplicate that feeling. That's
what rhymes a song. What rhymes with Boaz? I can't think of anything, but.
Ass.
Yeah.
Just saying. But we can figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you got a little time to work on that while you're traveling down the road here.
Yeah, so. You'll be the first to hear.
Thank you. Speaking of which, I think we have a WRCO exclusive, don't we?
Yes. I wrote this song, and it's about when you, the difference between how you get through a heartbreak and the different methods that you can do to work it out. And for me, it's driving. I love to drive, so. It's called Fly South, but you're going to hear why in a second.
Okay, wonderful. And Nick,
let's
go. Guitar player?
Yeah.
Good to have you.
Passing the Mason-Dixon, sure as hell won't fix it, 'cause you're gone. Healing starts for me when I drive and start to see kudzu vines instead of northern Christmas pine trees. There's plenty of one-way $30 flats, but I only know one way to do this right. 'Cause how can I fly away from you? Sat on a need to be all alone, screaming, curse your name, and cuss every miss you that came out of your mouth. That's why I gotta drive, I don't fly south. I don't fly south. Gas sure is expensive, but forgetting what your name is worth every cent. To ride away from what I wanted, honestly, open road is calm and heaven sent. I could book any $30 one-way flight, but I'd rather keep the double lines for tonight. 'Cause how can I fly away from you? Sat on a runway just won't do. To feel all the hurt every mile, reliving our love, tending to style, counting our clouds just ain't the same. I need to be all alone, screaming, curse your name, and cuss every miss you that came out of your mouth. That's why I gotta drive, I don't fly south. Cleared for takeoff, but you're still with me. 30,000 feet cannot run your memory. 'Cause how can I fly away from you? Sat on a runway just won't do. I need to feel all the hurt every mile. Reliving our love, tending to style. Counting out clouds just ain't the same. I need to be all alone, screaming, curse your name, and cuss every miss you that came out of your mouth. That's why I gotta drive, I don't fly south.
Ah, I love it. Sophia Lee Davis.
Thank you.
A radio debut right there. Got to drive. Yeah. So when you're driving on this radio tour, do you do most of the driving then? Or
yeah.
You switch off?
Yeah. Nick trusts me. That's good.
He does. Okay.
I was telling you, though, I'm not a good parallel parker.
Well, anymore, you know, some of the cars park for you.
Yeah. Not this one.
Not mine, this rental car. Mine's 20 years old. It doesn't park itself.
No. Those are the best cars anyway.
They are.
They run real good.
My thing is it still has a CD or cassette player. It's still a good car, right?
I agree with you. Yeah. I miss cassettes. Bring them back.
Me too. Do you remember the first time you ever went in and bought an artist, the CD or the cassette?
My mama never let us buy anything. We always went to like a Goodwill. I don't know if it was a Goodwill back then, but some local thrift shop. And yeah, one of my first cassettes was a Trisha Yearwood cassette. Oh. I do remember that.
Can't go wrong there.
No.
Have you had a chance to meet anybody like that or anybody that you looked up to?
I've met some pretty amazing people. I'm hoping to meet some of my favorite writers. I did get to meet Hardy this year. That was amazing, and he's one of my favorite writers. I love Ashley McBride, and I met a lot of people at CRS that I look up to. Had a workshop last night with NSAI. I met Lauren Hungate, who writes for Carter Faith and Carly Pierce, and she's definitely one of my writer idols for sure. So yeah, Nashville's a small place. You can meet everyone.
It's very, I think, inspiring when you get amongst all mm-hmm. of those people. Mm-hmm. Probably inspires you to write, doesn't it?
Definitely. Oh yeah. But it's more inspiring, honestly, to be out here in normal life. That's where it all is.
Where's the tour taking to you next?
We're going to Iowa.
Iowa?
Another place I've never been. So it has a lot to live up to, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's good people in Iowa,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Almost as good as us here in Wisconsin.
Almost.
It's close. You made quite a stir with a video that you posted of a cover song, and we'll come back after the break. But if you'd be so kind to sing that for
Absolutely,
us.
Absolutely, I will.
Yeah.
Anything for you.
All right. Sophia sings Jelly Roll. Coming up here on WRCO. Phil Nee with you here on a Wednesday morning. It's April Fool's Day, and no fooling. We have Sophie Lee Davis in the studio. Have you any practical jokes today? Anybody pulling on you?
You know, not yet.
Not yet?
But Nick looks a little wiry over there. You never know what he's going to do. Yeah.
He looks guilty.
Yeah, I know.
Is there a kick me hard sign on your back?
I know, right? Nothing bad's happened yet, so.
Driving across country, I'm guessing you get a little squirrely, once in a while.
Yeah, it gets you get that highway fatigue. But like I said, it's honestly, driving is one of my favorite things to do, so.
So from Iowa, then, do you go back to Nashville?
I'm flying, actually, back up north. I live there right now. Oh. And then I will be back in Nashville in about a week. I've been recording some new stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
So do you do like a whole album's worth or do you do an EP?
So right now we're doing mostly singles, but there might be something cooking that you will be the first to hear about for
That's
sure.
Wonderful. See, I collect vinyl. So I
you do.
So I want a Sophia.
Oh, I'll get you a vinyl.
Vinyl record.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have an EP that's been out for a while that I'll send you a copy.
Is it on vinyl?
It's not on vinyl, but it's on little CDs.
CDs are cool too.
I'll
That's
send
retro.
You that.
Yeah, uh-huh. And some of your sound harkens back to the '90s a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Martina McBride, Trisha Yearwood, Terry Clark. Those are the people I grew up with for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Faith Hill, of course. So I have a lot of influence, and I'm a '90s baby. Of course, I'm influenced.
Hmm. Those are all strong women, strong voices, and have a lot in common there.
Yes, yes, for sure.
So, we mentioned it leading up to the break that you caused quite a stir. You really, this led to a lot of things for you with this video that you
did. A lot of opportunity. I know as artists, we struggle with incorporating social media into our lives, and it's like a necessary evil to have to do that, but yeah, I did a perspective of Jelly Roll Save Me from the perspective of the one that loves somebody in addiction. I've experienced that myself. I know that's something many people have experienced, and I just felt called to write it, and I did. And yeah, it was 8 million streams, and we got 40 million views, still climbing after about 2 years. So, and Jelly Roll commented, and Bunny reposted. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was. And the thing for me, though, is getting people's messages. And I still get them every day about their stories of inspiration and of how the song changed their life. I've had people use it for their first wedding dance. It's been super inspiring, and that's what makes it all worth it for sure.
Yeah, that has to make you feel good. And when the artists themselves reach out.
Yes, yes. I wish we could have done some collaboration, but I was really grateful that he reached out.
So. Maybe down the road.
Yeah, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, if you'd be so kind to sing it for us, we'd love it.
It's just Jelly Roll, Save Me, Her Point of View. I tried to save you, you from yourself. Oh, I'd do anything to pull you from hell. They say it's too late, you're too far gone. But without a doubt, you'd prove them wrong. All of your drinking and smoking, I'm hoping you realize we're all that you need. Something inside me, it keeps on denying. Let's show the world what you can be. There's no lost cause, baby, just lay your head on me. There's no damage beyond repair. You're the answer to my hopes and dreams. There's no lost cause, baby, just put your trust in me. There's no damage beyond repair. What you are is perfect to me. You don't need no shooting stars, 'cause I never left you. Put down that bottle, you don't need it now. I'll be your saving grace, your solid ground. All of your drinking and smoking, I'm hoping you realize we're all that you need. Something inside me, it keeps on denying. Let's show the world what you can be. There's no lost cause, baby, just lay your head on me. There's no damage beyond repair. You're the answer to my hopes and dreams. There's no lost cause, baby, just put your trust in me. There's no damage beyond repair. What you are is perfect to me.
One man standing ovation.
Oh, thank you. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yeah.
You get emotional sometimes you sing songs?
Oh, definitely. It took me a couple of times singing it so I didn't cry about it. But, yeah.
Because you're thinking about personal stuff.
Absolutely. And I'm just thinking about all those messages I get and the people that it means something to and how much a song can change someone's life. And so that's why I keep doing it. Sure.
Addiction is such a terrible thing.
It is, and it's something, it doesn't discriminate. It affects absolutely every class of person, every demographic, and nobody's above it, and it can happen to anyone, and that's why I think it's so important to talk about and lean on each other.
Jelly Roll, will that be the ultimate duet partner, or is there somebody else that would?
Oh my gosh. I mean, anyone would be awesome, but I love Hardy. I really do. And Miss Miranda Lambert, she has my heart for sure, so...
Yeah, she's a spunky one.
Yeah. And Tyler...